We are going to continue the hour by picking up a conversation we had earlier in the year, a new development in the Carolina Across 100 initiative. This is a UNC effort to reach out to young adults, teenagers, and post-high school students in all 100 counties in North Carolina, providing them with education opportunities and employment opportunities to help them navigate the complicated economy in this complicated job market. They have just announced their first cohort of 13 teams that they're going to be working with across 37 different counties, including Orange County, as this project launches. Anita Brown Graham is with the UNC School of Government and heads up the Carolina Across 100 initiative, and she joins us here now in the studio. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me with you. It's always such a pleasure.
So for folks who are just joining us and missed the first conversation, I just did the 10-second summary. What should folks know about the Carolina Across 100 initiative in general?
I think there are two things people should know. The first is that this represents a 5-year commitment from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill to work with communities in each one of North Carolina's 100 counties. The second is the way that we had phased this, we assumed we would do 5 projects and each one would work with 20 counties. Well, we've sort of overachieved on the first one with 37 counties being represented. So we're going hard and fast on trying to support the recovery from COVID-19.
How do you choose your partners? And it's got to be difficult. It's like in a place like Orange County with so many different organizations that all exist, and other places, I know we can't be experts on what's going on in every single county in the state. So how do you choose?
Well, that's not as hard a question as you might think, because we rely on the communities to be the experts on what's going on. So one of the premises behind the way we partner with communities is they come to us as community teams, and they decide which organizations are critical to moving the needle on the issues we're working on. So for this one on Opportunity Youth, you will imagine that there are lots of school systems and community colleges, but I was delighted to see teams that represented public libraries and teams representing chambers of commerce and individual employers. Again, every community deciding, who do we need to at the table in order for us to build a system, a sustainable system in partnership with UNC Chapel Hill that is going to serve us and serve our vulnerable young adults long after the university has gone away.
You mentioned the goals that the initiative is trying to achieve. What are those goals?
Well, for this program in particular, we're trying to connect young adults to living wage jobs. So as I said the last time I was here, 16 to 24, these are the folks who were most hard hit by COVID-19, both because they overrepresent in those industry sectors like hospitality, fast food, that were hard hit, and also because remote learning didn't work for a lot of them. We don't just want to get them to jobs. We want to get them to the kind of educational supports that are going to give them living wage jobs. And wonderfully, in a world that is now remote, we're going to be working to get them micro-credentialed in 4 to 6 months, and they'll be able to work with companies literally anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, without having to leave their communities.
So living wage jobs today with the opportunity for advancement in the
That's
future, right?
That's exactly right.
Speaking with Anita Brown Graham, UNC School of Government, heading up the Carolina Across 100 initiative, new program out of UNC that will be working with all 100 counties, currently beginning to work with 37 counties, including Orange County. And in Orange County, you're working with the Summer Careers Academy,
that
right?
That is exactly right, which is, of course, hosted by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Really excited to see the business community in Orange County stepping up and saying, not altruistically, but because they really need these skilled workers, let us figure out how we can expand the labor pool and expand it in ways that work not just for us, but for these young people.
So what is that work going to be?
So, of course, the Summer Careers Academy has started with construction as its focus. We are also going to offer young people the opportunity to focus in healthcare, which is a high demand field with lots of career progression opportunities. We also have technology, IT certifications, and certifications around project management. Two of our really great partners are Google and Microsoft. They are giving their certifications to us for free. They will work with community partners to set up places for these young people to access these certifications and supports in their communities. And so, I just couldn't be more excited, not only by the statewide partners who have come to the table, but also by the community partners that have come to the table.
If someone listening is 16 to 24, if they know someone in their life who is, who might be interested in getting involved with this and taking advantage of these opportunities, where do they go? What do they do?
CarolinaCross100.unc.edu.
Mm-hmm.
All the contact information is there. And we will be looking. So lots of people say, well, the other words sometimes used to describe opportunity youth are disconnected youth. And lots of people say, well, they're disconnected. How are you going to find them? Well, they're not disconnected from their peers. And so a lot of the work we will do in communities is through peer networks to be able to reach and support these young people.
People sign up. Like what happens then? They connect with you and then what
actually,
they...
so they'll connect with their community team. Again,
okay.
This is really about making sure that these communities are building systems that will work. We're the enabler. We're the midwife in some ways. When we go away, everybody forgets we were even there. That's the goal for Carolina. So they'll connect with their community teams, and the community teams will then work with us to get them connected to all of the resources they need. And I think I should say this just so that people understand the magnitude of this work. It isn't just about the educational opportunities. There are so many barriers that these young people face: transportation, housing, food insecurity, mental health supports. And so we've really put together a menu of opportunities or options that communities can choose from to support the young people in this program. These young adults are going to be our next generation of leaders, not just in the workplace, but leaders in the state. And I want your listeners to know they heard it here first.
CarolinaAcross100.unc.edu. Go there, find out more information. We're speaking with Anita Brown Graham, who's heading up the program. You mentioned Summer Careers Academy in Orange County. That's one of 12 organizations and partners that you're working with. Who are some of the other, one of 13? Who
one
are some
of
the other 12?
One, yeah. One of 13. So we are working with a variety of communities that represent urban, suburban, rural. Mecklenburg County, for example, is one of our teams, and they have the highest number of opportunity youth. One would expect that given how large that county is. But another county is Hertford County in the Northeast, which has the highest percentage of opportunity youth, 1 in 4. So that's the range of communities we're working with, all of them coming with different programs and, as I said earlier, different conglomerates of community organizations, but all of them coming with the same vision and passion for supporting these young people. And I just need to say, Aaron, if you'd had the opportunity that my team had to interview these teams, you would have been crying.
Mm. What stood out?
The real sense that this is not going to be easy work. If it was easy, it would already have been done. But without exception or even equivocation, the sense that it could be done and that it should be done and that this is the moment in which it will be done.
CarolinaAcross100.unc.edu. Go there and find out more. First cohort of 13 teams beginning to work across 37 different counties, including the Summer Careers Academy here in Orange County. You can connect with them as we speak by going to that website and finding out more. Anita Brown Graham, anything else that folks ought to know?
I'm just grateful to you for helping to spread the word. And anybody who wants to partner with us, who thinks they've got resources that would be useful, we want to hear from you too.
And again, CarolinaAcross100.unc.edu. Anita Brown Graham, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, always.